Track 15, William Cubitt, Norfolk's Great Engineer. Margaret Bracknell explores the life of the man who played a leading role in projects such as the Crystal Palace.
On May the 1st, 1851, the Great Exhibition opened its doors to the public in London for the first time. Several exhibitions of industrial design had been staged in the capital previously, but none on the scale of this one. The Great Exhibition of the Works of Industry of All Nations aimed to showcase achievements in design and manufacturing from all around the world. An estimated 6 million people are believed to have visited the event during its six-month run, which equates to around one-third of the British population at the time, and is rightly regarded as one of the most significant cultural occasions of the 19th century. A Norfolk man, William Cubitt, made an important contribution to the success of the Great Exhibition. The event was staged in Hyde Park in a magnificent iron and glass exhibition hall, the Crystal Palace, which was especially constructed for the occasion. Its designer was Joseph Paxton, who'd previously constructed a large glass conservatory for Chatsworth House, where he worked as the head gardener. However, the huge glass house in Hyde Park was on an entirely different scale altogether, requiring some 300,000 sheets of glass, supported by 1,000 cast iron columns. The finished building covered over 19 acres and towered over even the tallest elm tree in the park. As the then president of the Institution of Civil Engineers and an enthusiastic advocate in support of Paxton's design, William Cubitt represented the natural choice to oversee the construction of this ambitious structure. Construction only began in August 1850, less than 9 months before the Great Exhibition was due to open. And the fact that the Crystal Palace was finished on time and was heralded as a triumph of engineering was in no small way due to Cubitt's contribution. He was widely praised for the wealth of practical knowledge which he brought to the project, as well as the cool judgment which he displayed throughout. Even before the successful conclusion to the Crystal Palace project, Cubitt was a hugely respected figure in the engineering industry. He was born in the Norfolk village of Dilham in October 1785. After being set to work in his father's mill, he's said to have shown a talent from an early age for repairing the machinery when it went wrong. Cubitt served an apprenticeship as a joiner and cabinet maker before returning to work with his father. In 1807, the same year as Cubitt settled as a millwright in Horning, he was awarded a patent for a method of equalizing the motion of the sails of windmills. Now, this type of self-regulating windmill sail came to be used by nearly all the windmills in Norfolk and eventually became widespread across the whole country. In 1812, Cubitt commenced work as the chief engineer at Ransoms of Ipswich, a well-established manufacturer of agricultural machinery, which was now looking to diversify into other areas. Cubitt was responsible for several interesting projects during his time at Ransoms, including the installation of gas lighting in Ipswich, and in 1818, the invention of the treadmill. And this device was developed as a means of using human labour to grind corn, and it was soon adopted in the country's prisons as a way of usefully employing convicts. By 1826, Cubitt's reputation as a civil engineer was well established, and he moved to London to further his career. He became extensively involved in canal engineering. In his obituary, the Norfolk Chronicle remarked that following Cubitt's move to London, there was scarcely a port, harbour, dock, a navigable river or canal in the United Kingdom with which he has not in some way been connected. A bold claim, to say the least, but it does give an illustration of the esteem in which Cubitt's work was held. Cubitt was also engaged in some of the most innovative railway engineering projects of the day. He was particularly renowned for overseeing the construction of the Southeastern Railway line between London and Dover, and this included a particularly challenging section on the south coast, which necessitated the need to blast through a solid cliff face near Folkestone with one massive charge of gunpowder. Cubitt's role in supervising the construction of the Crystal Palace for the Great Exhibition, for which he was subsequently knighted, proved to be one of his last major projects. He retired in 1858 because of increasing ill health and died 3 years later in October 1861 at the age of 77. Sadly, the magnificent Crystal Palace has been lost to posterity. Following the end of the Great Exhibition, the structure was dismantled and then subsequently rebuilt at Sydenham in southeast London. It proved a popular attraction for a while, but because of its sheer size, it was prohibitively expensive to maintain and markedly deteriorated over time. The final coup de grace came in 1936 when the structure caught fire and burned to the ground. Fortunately, many of William Cubitt's other great engineering projects still survive today as a testament to the genius of one of Norfolk's most industrious sons.